USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. All eyes are on Orlando, where former President Trump is set to make the first major appearance following his presidency at the Conservative Political Action Conference, delivering the keynote address. Trump's former senior campaign advisor, Corey Lewandowski, tells Fox Nation Live from CPAC that the speech will be one to remember.
This is the party of Donald Trump, and the buzz today about the president coming here to lay out his vision for what he's going to do over the next years, months and years, is palatable. Look, I've had the chance to spend time with Donald Trump in the last week. I know what's in this speech. Strap in, put your seatbelts on.
Trump is scheduled to take the stage in just under 3 hours. He's expected to tear into President Biden and reassert himself as leader of the Republican Party. Trump is not expected to announce a campaign for 2024. The speech wraps up the four-day conservative gathering. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine receives emergency use authorization from the FDA. Here's Dan Araki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
The emergency use authorization granted for Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine allows for that shot to be used in people 18 and older. The company says it will have 20 million doses delivered by the end of March, with production ramping up to 100 million doses by the end of June. Dr. Esther Chu is a professor of emergency medicine at the Oregon Health and Science University and tells CNN that the convenience of a one-dose vaccine is a big benefit.
So it doesn't need to be stored at these ultra-cold temperatures. It's been such a challenge to get even a single dose to many people. Signing up for a second one, keeping track of that, getting transportation is just a huge barrier for many Americans. And then, of course, in harder-to-reach places, including rural America, it's just been a huge logistical challenge with the mRNA vaccine. So Johnson & Johnson provides a really important tool in our arsenal.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration will appeal last week's ruling by a federal judge in Texas on the nationwide eviction moratorium. U.S. District Judge J. Campbell Barker ruled that Congress does not have the power to authorize a stoppage on most residential evictions under the U.S. Constitution. The judge sided with landlords and property owners who are challenging the freeze on evictions. Acting Assistant Attorney General Brian Boynton said in a statement that in addition to the health benefits, the moratorium protects many renters who cannot make their monthly payments due to job loss or health care expenses. The moratorium was issued by President Trump last September and extended by President Biden through March, one day after he took office. In an interview with the Epoch Times, Representative Daryl Issa of California declared, "There's no reason the government should call for vaccinated Americans to wear a mask." John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The comments from Congressman Issa came while the member of the GOP from California spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference that's underway in Orlando.
For the first time ever, here is a series of vaccines, safe and effective, 95+ percent. And what's happening? They're telling us to leave our mask on, to continue social distancing. That's absurd. The reality is that the benefit of taking this safe and effective vaccine is so you can get about your life, go back to doing things as usual.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.